This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
This is El Paracasto, and I'm going to be on the L now. When I think of L, you know, you think of the Spanish word. I think of New York City.
The L line?
Yes.
The elevated train.
Exactly.
Cool. One other cool thing that happened, cool in that it brings this topic, and it was treated well. Forbes, I think that's what maybe has MUFON on the mind for people lately. Forbes had interviewed Jan Harzan, the director of MUFON, in a couple articles this week. So, for instance, Jan talks about S4 and how there could be aliens or UFOs there. And personally, I don't think there's really any evidence that S4 exists. I don't think it does. Wherever Bob Lazar, who was a witness who says where S4 was and he was driven by a bus, it can't be there. It's too close to the nukes. You know, there's people who have done research there that, you know, that's an area where people can't go into. The other thing is there are no roads there and never have been any roads that go to this area. So I don't know that S4 exists. There is an S4 on the base, surprisingly, but it's part of this other group of buildings that is in a completely different place, not a below-ground secretive type of thing. So he has some views, and everybody has views and opinions, but the Forbes articles really did at least treat the subject respectfully, and that was cool. At least it brings more attention. But, you know, we can criticize each other all day long, and we do have various opinions and things like that. But still, they're very important. And what Robert Powell, for instance, with his scientific board is doing is invaluable.
That's good. I can't wait to get a chance to pick his brain a little bit and find out, you know, so what his motivations are. I think that's always a question that should be asked anybody that's higher up in MUFON is, you know, what's your motivation?
Yeah.
We have a question here from Sand, who's been a longtime poster here at forum.theparacast.com. Actually, Christmas, he signed up in 2014. He's wondering, Alejandro, he's heard you refer to your UFO sighting, your personal experience, but I've never heard you describe it. What happened, and is that what started your interest in this subject?
It's not. I didn't have a UFO sighting till many, many years after I was in this topic. And at the time, I was frustrated. I mean, I was already working with MUFON for many years, had been an investigator and all of this stuff. So that was my first sighting. My first sighting was my first visit. Well, Chris, I think I may have talked about this with you actually before because it was in the San Luis Valley, what you're famous for. You're the expert in the area. So it was my first visit to the UFO Watchtower.
And, oh, okay.
Yeah, really funny. So we went to the UFO Watchtower, met the Leslie, the lady who runs it. Isn't her
Judy.
Name Leslie? Judy, that's right.
Judy Messel.
And, yeah, we had talked to her for a while, but this is funny. It's funny because there were some Stephen Greer follower people there. And, you know, the protocol Stephen Greer uses to call in UFOs is secret. However, you know, being just ornery, I had went and looked for it and stuff like that. So they wanted to do this protocol. So we did. And then we got to talking, even though we should have been watching the sky. And I must say, I do not believe that this personally, I don't believe that this protocol does call in extraterrestrials or anything like that.
Well, you have to have your hands on the good doctor.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I do not, I'll just leave it at that. But anyway, it got dark, and my sister says, I think I see a satellite. And my sister and I have camped a lot, and I could tell her in her voice that there was something weird there. So I went outside immediately, and there was a bright light over directly, a little bit, what was that? It was east of us.
Right, looking at the dunes.
Yeah, exactly. The sand dunes are exactly east. So it was a little bit to what, the north, yeah, and the light. And it was over the hills. And when it got over the dunes, it kind of, I felt like it kind of pulsed. Others felt like it maybe stopped and went, you know, like jittered or something. And then it faded out. But it was a really bright light. It was not very high on the above the mountains. And it was, that was really odd.
Real common sighting. That's right on the edge of the La Vida military operations area. And Judy has a front row loge seat on some of the activity that pops up from the Huerfano Valley above the ridgeline of the Sangre.
Yeah. I've seen some really cool stuff there, but
yeah.
After that, it was just getting dark, so that was just dusk. It was almost completely dark when that happened. We were talking and excited about it, and just a few minutes later, by now it was completely dark. To behind us, from the southwest and the northwest, there were satellites, two satellites coming, and they were I'm calling them satellites because they were a single point of light moving, you know, in one steady direction. And they crossed directly over where we saw this thing before, you know, moving on and fading out, which was also really weird.
Yeah, well, yeah, welcome to my world. I spent 13 years there, and, well, I'll tell you, there were some time periods where, I mean, we were seeing things daily and nightly. We were seeing activity. It was just beyond a trip to Disneyland. It really was at times. Quite amazing. Really sparked a fire and an interest in me that won't go out anytime soon. Let's put it that way.
So, yeah.
Really
cool. And to segue into the Congress, just because it's kind of similar, it reminds me of what is going on in Hesdalen in Norway.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited because we're going to have a professor who has done a university study on these lights for years. He has a course where he takes students out to go look at these lights in this valley, this Hesdalen Valley in Norway. So he's going to be at the conference talking about his findings and showing us videos of those lights that he and researchers from all over the world have captured.
I think Erling Strand has been on the Paracast quite a few years ago. Was that right?
Yeah, it was.
Yep, so that's the guy.
Yeah. He's a quality guest, no doubt.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually met him at the MUFON Symposium. Now, and although I do share the concerns others have with the MUFON Symposium, and I'm afraid that this next one will not be any better. If anything, perhaps even more concerning to your listeners, and I think your listeners are similar to my listeners, and but what can you do? I mean, it's a community. It's just like elections, you know. It's a democratic type of thing. I guess we have to go with the flow sometimes.
How's the demographic now? Are there more young people attending, do you think?
No. The symposium, at least, attendance hasn't changed forever since I've known. You know, unfortunately, the best, you know, in California, they get a little more people and a few more younger people. In fact, I met Thomas Jane, the actor, at the MUFON Symposium, and we actually got to converse for a small period of time. He's really into UFOs. But we're getting a little better at the Congress just because luckily we have more press that we're able to connect with, and some of the press that we're able to connect with have kind of younger viewership. So it has gotten a little better. But still, you know, it is – I think there's a pattern. When you're really – the younger people like to look at stuff online, not necessarily go to events where there's lectures and information. When you're in your 30s and 40s, you're busy with your kids and your career, you know, who can take a week off to go to something like this? So it's not until you're retired that you can really spend the time that it takes to – you know, take a week off and go to an event like this or something. So that's what I feel is kind of the cycle of things.
We'll move on here. Just to mention, Thomas Jane becomes 48 years old this year. So he's not quite that young. All right, we've got more to come.
All right.
With Alejandro Rojas, Chris O'Brien, Gogs Mackay, and Gene Steinberg, you're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, the journey of the conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Gene, Chris, Scoggs, Alejandro, going on for a segment or two more. A little bit later, Robert Powell joins us. He is the director of research for MUFON. He's done a lot of work on Stephenville and a lot of other cases, a Puerto Rican case from 2013 that's really significant. I'm going to ask him also about what he knows about this Chilean case that happened a couple of years back that may have been identified as a conventional object, but it's important to get that in perspective, because what happens with UFO cases all the time is they get a legendary status sometimes, and if you solve them and they're conventional, people don't believe that. You know, how do you feel about that phenomenon, Alejandro, that you can't disprove a good UFO case? Because if you do, it'll just resurrect itself. It's like a discredited researcher. Yeah. This researcher is shown to be a fraud. And I won't mention one particular one from Pennsylvania whose credentials were fake, and he's back in it now. It was all fake news, I guess.
Yeah, it's frustrating. I mean, it's just really frustrating. The media is really bad, because when a case goes out, because this happened a lot when I was working with the media with MUFON, and it still happens, where a case happens, a sighting happens, it makes really big news. But once we would figure out what it was, and typically it was, you know, something mundane, and then you would send out a press release on that, no news at all. No one would cover that part, because, you know, the cycle for that story's gone, and there is no story about, hey, we figured out this was just a balloon or something. Yeah, it's really frustrating that that happens. But, you know, in this field, that's the hard part, is you get just beat up left and right. It's one of the reasons why I try to tell people not to pay too much attention to, like, social media postings and stuff, because you can spend all your time just fighting with people online, and that really saps your energy. Whereas, you know, a lot of us, like me, and I need to focus on the work. I need to focus on the day-to-day so I can get that out. And if people are disappointed with it, I'm sorry, but, you know, they're there because they appreciate the information and the information getting out, and that's what I need to focus on so that it can get out. Because otherwise, you know, I'd just be spinning my wheels arguing minutia.
And never ends. Any more questions from listeners? We got a few there.
Yeah, there are, actually. Again, I think we've kind of addressed most of them, but there's still one or two here. Here, let me just click over. So this one comes from Blowfish, who is one of our, well, actually, it says location, Indian Ocean. Oh, boy. Maybe he said Diego Garcia. Anyway, he's been a long-time poster, going on 7 years, as a poster here at forum.theparacast.com. And he's wondering, Alejandro, what is your most credible UFO eyewitness you have encountered who saw so-called non-human beings? That's kind of part one. And then I guess the other questions actually are for Robert Powell, so we'll just ask you that one. What's the most impressive or credible UFO eyewitness to have encountered with so-called non-human beings in your estimation?
That's a really, really difficult one. I mean, I feel Travis Walton is very credible. What he experienced, who knows, really. But and I feel more, you know, that he and the other witnesses really saw a craft, and that he really disappeared for that period of time. One of the reasons I believe that is that I have been able to spend a lot of time with the other witnesses. My girlfriend actually put on his 40th anniversary event, and she went independently and found witnesses such as a first police officer on the scene herself. And these were people that Travis nor any of the witnesses had spoken with. And she spoke with them directly. And she was concerned, too. You know, she was like, what if when I talk to them, they're going to say, you know, this was all bunk or something. But they didn't. They were all. We have the video, actually. You can see it on our video portal. But where the police officer's up there talking with them and this was the first time they had seen him since that evening when the whole thing had originally went down. So you can see how they react to what he has to say and what he has to say. And they had no idea what he was going to say. But also, the witnesses are not friends. I mean, there's been difficulty behind the scenes, and these people aren't. These guys were coworkers. They weren't friends, and they don't see eye to eye on things. So it's not this cohesive group of hoaxers. That idea just isn't conceivable. So that's a good one. I do like the Allagash case too, where, you know, these people were in Maine. We've got a free kind of mini documentary. It's 45 minutes up on our YouTube site where you can watch these witnesses and see for yourself. I've known these guys for a few years now, and their story has really been the same all along. So
there has been some difficulty with one of the so-called witnesses who's come out and recanted actually about 6 months ago, 8 months ago. But Charlie is really believable. I really like Charlie a lot.
He didn't recant. Here's what he told me, because I've interviewed him directly. He told me, because I was worried myself, you know, he said, he was alluding that, you know, he felt that they were dishonest or something. But when I got down to it and I asked him pointedly, well, what do you mean? What did you experience and all of that? So Chuck Rack is his name. He said that, yes, they did see the object. They did see the UFO. It did fly up at them. And all of this really did happen. He just doesn't feel there was missing time. And he did not recall under regression, because that's the difficulty with both of these cases, that the alleged, you know, entities were recalled under regression. And that's the kind of the iffy part. But he said he didn't recall anything like that. And his main contention was that these guys were religious, and he felt that religion had, you know, tainted their views, and he felt maybe they were promoting themselves. But he did not say that he did not think they're lying. He just didn't have the same experience or recollections.
Right. Okay. Thanks for the clarification.
Yeah.
He did come out. He did come out though. And call the whole thing into question. That much I remember from reading.
Yeah. You're right. And he just is very dismissive. He obviously doesn't like the other guys. So when you hear him talk about them, you're like, uh-oh, you know, is he going to give us some information? You know, were they lying? But when you ask, get into the detail with what he's saying, he admits he doesn't think they're lying. It's just that he didn't recall those things. So,
right. Yeah. Well, there's one in every crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah. We also have many announcements in every segment of the Paracast that we have to present. We've got Gene, Chris, Goggs, and Alejandro. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather-tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book Is From the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We've got that was the ladies' man version.
Oh, yeah. We got Alejandra Rojas of Open Minds and the International UFO Congress for one more segment, and then we will segue or jump across virtual realities to present Robert Powell, the director of research for MUFON, and talk about his investigations into key cases. Guys, are there any more questions of Alejandro before we progress?
Well, I'm really interested, since we're all the way down to the last segment, I want to hear about what's happening for this year's International UFO Congress, who you have on the roster for speaking, and what some of the themes are. It'd be really good to hear about that. I think Robert Powell is one of the speakers, correct? And our recent new guest co-host, Erica Lukes, I seem to recall, is speaking. Who else we got?
Yeah, Erica Lukes will be speaking. Robert Powell was actually last year. We've had him a couple times because I'm such a big fan. And for some reason, somehow, I was in the say at MUFON. Immediately, I would make the scientific board top dog. Everything would have to go through the scientific board, and that would guide everything that MUFON does, and it should. Robert Powell, I just think the world of him, but yeah, he was last year. This year, some of the exciting things, I don't agree with all of his conclusions, but Ben Hansen is going to talk about the presidential UFO comments. So, of course, we had Clinton talk about UFOs on Jimmy Kimmel, and then Obama did, and then Hillary did. And then Hillary, of course, has had more media appearances talking about aliens and UFOs. And Ben Hansen is going to do his analysis. He did work for the FBI. He has the caveat that he was not it was not his expertise. He did interview criminals, and he learned from that and was trained in aspects of doing that. But the body language parts, he was not particularly trained in, but he's been working with people who do. Are professionals in that area. So he's going to share his opinions there, and that'll be really interesting. Yeah, we've got Erica. That's going to be a lot of fun. It's her first time. This is kind of interesting, too. We have this neurologist. I don't know if you've had him, a neuroscientist. His name is Bob Davis, and he's been investigating abduction, the abduction phenomena. He did what Kathleen Martin has done, did an inventory of witnesses, but he says he's spoken to a lot more. And so he's going to be sharing his findings. And it's just interesting that someone, you know, of his stature is doing this. So it'll be interesting to hear what he has to say. I don't know if you've ever had Ryan Sprague on the show, but he's kind of an online favorite when it comes to UFOs. And this will be his first lecture. I'm excited about it because he's a really cool dude and I really like him. Greg Bishop will have back. I know I think you all are fans of his, and so am I. I don't know if you've had Noe Torres on. He talks about real cowboys and aliens.
Yeah, we've had both Ruben and Noe on, actually,
yeah.
A couple times.
Great cases. Paul Stonehill talking about Russia. David Marler has some more insight into the Battle of L.A. He did some investigating and found more information and tracked the history of the photograph, and he's got copies no one's ever seen before.
Wow, nice.
So this is going to be really important when it comes to the Battle of L.A.
Yeah, David's a good researcher, a little conservative, but I do like his approach.
Very, I appreciate as well. And then two colonels. We're going to have John Alexander and Charles Holt. Of course, everybody knows the Rendlesham case. I think it's one of the best, no doubt. But what's interesting about what John Alexander is going to talk about, usually people get frustrated, but he's going to be one of our most fringe speakers, believe it or not. He's going to be talking about all of these paranormal experiences that happen around UFO sightings.
Cool.
So, that ought to be really cool because people think of him as kind of a debunker or something. This should dash all of those ideas about him. We've got Ted Rowe from NARCAP, another very credible researcher. And then James Fox is kind of going to be heading up our Phoenix Lights theme because he'll be bringing in some witnesses that he's had on his documentaries who will be coming on stage to share their experiences with the Phoenix Lights. He's also going to be showing us footage of Fife Symington talking about the Phoenix Lights, the former governor of Arizona. He was governor at the time. Footage that he hasn't shown before. And then this is kind of a weird one. Ken Johnston. Now, this is a topic that's kind of fringe for me. When it comes to people seeing, evidence of aliens or stuff like that on Mars or the moon, I personally have not seen a photograph that is convincing to me. However, this is one of the most credible people out there saying that he does find evidence of that sort. His name is Ken Johnston. He was a trainer for astronauts. He's an aerospace engineer that has worked with NASA. He's retired now, and he's going to be coming and talking about, convincing me otherwise that he does have photographs that show that sort of thing. And then Richard Dolan has put together a talk just for our conference on media bias. So Richard understands our perspective on things because certainly his topics lately have been a little different than just UFO research, but he put together a UFO research kind of talk for us. So other than that, I mentioned Kathleen Martin and Yvonne Smith. They're both an abduction researcher. They'll be speaking, but Kathleen is going to be talking about topics somewhat similar to John Alexander. And this was a surprise to her as much as it will be to everyone else. John Alexander is going to be talking about his personal experiences for the most part, including a UFO sighting. He says that's really credible. He's never talked about before that he had with some other paranormal experiences that happened. But Kathleen is going to be talking about other phenomena related to UFOs and just all kinds of other weird stuff that happens when people see UFOs, and or to people who purport to be alien abductees who believe they're doing that sort of thing. And then I've heard a lot of great things about Jennifer Stein's crop circle talk. She's done this crop circle talk a couple times, and every time I've heard people say, it's so great, you got to have it at the Congress. And so finally we're going to have Jennifer Stein talking about her crop circle research. Have you seen it, Chris? I know you work with her quite a bit.
You know, I haven't seen that particular piece, no. I did work with her on It Could Happen Tomorrow, the Disclosure Dialogues standalone piece, which I won a couple of Evies in 2012, and of course, her last year's big winner, which has gone on to win several other film festivals, by the way, Taken. Jen and Ron, who I worked with on the Disclosure Dialogues, worked on this about the Travis case, and it's been doing well at other film festivals, from what I understand.
Yeah, I've seen that. She's won quite a few awards for that film.
Right.
Which is great that she's bringing awareness, and she's been at all of these events that Travis has put on and everything. And she even credits Karen in the production notes, my girlfriend, because she was able to interview that police officer I spoke of earlier and some of the other witnesses that were brought to the last event. So I mentioned that a lot because I'm just so proud of Karen doing that research and finding those witnesses, because it was really – I thought it was really cool to see these people. It was incredible. Travis's brother was one of those people who came as well. And just to hear from all of these people, it's just makes you scratch your head. It's such a weird case.
We're going to have to wrap it up here with Alejandro Rojas. And we have Robert Powell, Director of Research for MUFON, coming up in our next segment. Alejandro, tell our listeners if they want to get more information about what you do, where do they go?
You can go to UFOCongress.com for the conference and openminds.tv. You'll find the conference information and everything else. And we do have a video portal there where you can watch UFO Congress lectures from the past on demand there, including stuff like Bob Lazar or Jacques Vallée or some of the other really cool – even this great guy, Chris O'Brien, who does this amazing talk on cattle mutilation, all there at the video portal at openminds.tv.
Alejandro, thanks for joining us on the PowerCast.
All right, thank you.
Robert Powell is next.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features and, most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
We use cell phones against our heads every day, but now a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So for part two of the show, we have Robert Powell. He is director of research for MUFON, and he, if you look at the bio we have in our forums, has done an awful lot of really deep research into a number of cases, including Stephenville, Texas, of course, and others. And I want to talk to you about, Robert, first of all, is a case that came to us from this Huffington Post article written by Leslie Kane about something that happened, I guess, a couple and a half years ago in Chile. And this is kind of a controversial case because it sounded fascinating, and then we had the skeptics jumping in saying it was really explained conventionally. What happened?
Well, as always, the skeptics jump in, and a lot of times the problem there is they don't always analyze it in a fashion where it's easy to follow what they do. What I like to do is actually analyze it, write up a full report, and then release it rather than try to releasing bits and pieces of analysis on the fly. And that's kind of what happened in the Chilean case. Leslie released that, and various people immediately, of course, wanted to debunk it. I contacted her because of my interest in the case, because it's the equipment used was the same equipment that was used, or very similar equipment, to what was used in a IR case that occurred in Puerto Rico. And so that drew my interest, and there was some similarities there, and I was already familiar with the equipment, so I wanted to take a look at it.
Now, can you be more specific about what kind of equipment we're talking about and the similarities, if any, in the sightings themselves?
The equipment is a Westcam system made by a company, Westcam, in Canada. This is called the MX-15 system, and it's basically about a $250,000 system, a military grade.
It's cooled with liquid nitrogen. It runs in what's called the mid-range IR, which is 3 to 5 microns. And it's a very high quality, system. It's hard to say when you first see a video if it's exactly the same, for example, as the video we had in Puerto Rico, but, there were some similarities in terms of the appearance. But most importantly, I was very interested because we actually had a military government who provided a high quality video.
Okay. So this is a purported UFO. What do you see when you look at this video from the Chilean authorities?
Well, the very first thing that I looked at was the information on the video match up with what we know is happening. So I talked to Leslie and received permission from the Chileans to have some of their radar data. And so the first thing I do is I correlate time and location between what the radar says and what the video camera says, because it gives you latitude, longitude of the, in this case, a helicopter that has the IR system. And those matched up perfectly in terms of time and space. So we knew at that point, I knew that the video was accurate in the information it was displaying.
Okay, so what do we see? What are we looking at? What makes one think this is strange, something that might be anomalous?
The strangest part of the object, because initially you just see an object which is it's two hot spots and it doesn't appear to be moving much. And then you see a hot tail being emitted by the object. And it's that hot tail emission that really kind of draws your attention to this particular infrared video, because it's like, well, you know, what exactly is this object emitting? Now, as we looked into it, we don't know absolutely yet, but it looks at this point in time that it could be a commercial aircraft that this IR system was locked on to, which was about 40 miles away, and that this could be the basically the contrail that this jet would have been emitting as it hit certain altitudes. But I just want to say, Gene, we don't know that absolutely yet. We're still looking into it, but that's just a preliminary result.
What was there about the video that made people think it might be something that wasn't conventional?
I think the key thing that made people think it might be something non-conventional was this heated material that was being, when you look at the video, you see this black is hot on this video. So you see the object, which is black. So it's indicating the object's hot, and you see two circular areas near each other, right? So it's kind of an unusual looking shape. And then later in the video, you see a large black mass being emitted by the object, and then it continues a little longer, and the object and that black mass separate, then you see a second black mass being emitted. So those are all strange when you first look at them.
As a background here, this case occurred in 2014. Can you give us a brief overview of the sighting?
Sure. This sighting was made actually in a helicopter by two Chilean Navy pilots, and they initially recorded this. They had their own job at the time in terms of a task they were performing for the Navy. So it's not like they could, you know, leave their task and go chase this object. So they simply recorded it while they were doing some of their work. And then later, because it was strange looking, they submitted it to this Chilean organization, the CEFAA, which is tied in to what you might call in the U.S. our FAA organization. So it's tied into their National Aeronautical Board. And those guys began analyzing it. They obtained radar data from their Navy, also from the commercial radar system. And they also obtained information from the Navy pilots And what the Chileans did is they had various meetings and sit down and discuss what this might be or what it might not be. And, you know, they looked at it off and on over the course of about probably a year.
Yeah, Robert, it's Goggs here. I've seen the video, and could you make any determination as to whether the object, whatever it was going away from the observer or toward the observer as it was going, I think, right to left, leaving that kind of hot trail? I couldn't work out what direction it was headed.
Oh, okay. I had an advantage in that I had access to the radar data. But in terms of just looking at the video, what you can see is that the size of the object is almost cuts in half over the course of about 3 or 4 minutes. That's an indication that the object is moving away from the camera because of its size decreasing. And one thing we did is we looked at the actual angular size of the object, and then I looked at the radar data and looked at the distance of this particular aircraft to the Navy helicopter at the time that the sizes of the object in the video changes. So that tells me, okay, here's the distance, here's how much distance has changed, and here's an object. And then what I did is calculate, okay, about how much size in the video would I expect for a decrease if it was this commercial aircraft. And I got roughly a 50% decrease, which is what's seen on the video and what's seen on radar.
Parenthetically here, what's unusual about this to me is the fact that this comes out at all, because the U.S. Navy, if it had made a video of a possible UFO, you'd never see it. But it does appear here that the authorities in Chile, at least, are far more forthcoming about letting such data out. You know, we're going to have to tell you, first of all, that we've got a second radio show we want you to check out. It's called After the Paracast, available exclusively for those of you who subscribe to the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. And what you get is After the Paracast podcast. You get a commercial-free version of this radio show with better quality audio. And you get lots of other benefits. We've had some show transcripts. More will be coming. We've added some videos. We've added content from Paul Kimball's Other Side of Truth and more. Prices start at $1.49 a week. Cheap. Plus.theparacast.com. Robert Powell, Gene Steinberg, Christopher O'Brien, Goggs Mackay. You're in
the podcast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X-large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.